This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was new data today about manufacturing, a slice of this economy that's been relatively constrained this year as consumers have been spending more on services than on stuff. The Commerce Department says factory orders for manufactured goods in this economy dropped 2.1% in July. That's the first decline after four straight months of gains. Orders for durable goods, big expensive stuff that's built to last, down 5% and more. Those are big numbers. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, there is a big caveat, too.
Factory order numbers are getting distorted by what is sort of the mother of all big, expensive, durable goods, commercial airplanes, says Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at CFRA Research.
And that is Boeing, because the Boeing orders fell to only 52 planes in July from a recent nine-year high of 304. That is what really dragged down the overall factory order.
Aircraft orders are pretty volatile. They have long lead times and high price tags, so economists tend to put them aside when trying to gauge manufacturing activity from factory order data, says Chris Varvarez, co-head of U.S. economics at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
We want to look at durable goods orders excluding transportation.
And those actually grew in July by a modest 0.5%.
So it illustrates the struggle that the manufacturing sector has faced in the past year or so, not declining, but not really increasing very much over this period.
Another measure of manufacturing activity came out Friday, the Purchasing Managers Index. The PMI showed the industry in contraction for the 10th straight month, but it wasn't slowing any further, says Gene Goldman, CIO at Cetera Financial.
We're seeing manufacturing stabilizing at very low levels right now. And I think that's good news.
He says other industries that took a hit this year, like housing, also appear to be leveling out.
A lot of bad news we've seen in the economy is already starting to improve.
And there's a sign of strength for manufacturing on the horizon. The backlog of unfilled factory orders increased again in July, meaning future demand is already baked in. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.